With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Three people familiar with the issue say the Trump administration still intends to roll out an initial payment of up to $12 billion for farmers struggling because of the president's tariff policies. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven said that a program similar to the $28 billion farmer bailout that Trump released during his first term is all teed up and good to go. Hoeven did add that it's being held up by the ongoing government shutdown. There's already a great deal of pressure on lawmakers and the White House, who've been trying for months to pull together some financial help for farmers while opening up additional trade markets. Farmers are stuck trying to plan for 2026 while facing tariff uncertainty, high production costs for fertilizer and machinery, rising inflation pressure, and other economic challenges. The USDA recently moved $13 billion into an account designed to provide emergency relief for farmers. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers released a new study examining how technological advancements across agriculture, construction, and the utility industries are helping organizations improve output and use less water. The report, titled From Source to Solution, Advancing Water Stewardship in the Non-Road Sector, showcases the world-class water stewardship taking place across North America. It highlights how U.S. equipment manufacturers are helping to save trillions of gallons of water annually through modern practices and technologies. This study demonstrates that North American equipment manufacturers are doing more than just supplying innovative and cutting-edge equipment, said AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. They are enabling some of the most advanced water stewardship practices in the entire world. The study revealed several key findings, including that modern irrigation practices are saving the U.S. 9.7 trillion gallons of water annually. Field-scale conservation practices are producing measurable improvements in water quality across multiple U.S. watersheds. October saw a modest rise in U.S. farmer sentiment as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index of 129 was 3 points higher than September's reading. The slight rise in the barometer was fueled primarily by an increase in the index of current conditions to 130, which is 8 points above September's level. Meanwhile, the index of future expectations rose a single point to 129. Farmers' appraisal of current conditions on their farms continues to be fueled by record-high profitability in the beef sector. At the same time, poor profit margins across all major crop enterprises led crop producers to provide a more pessimistic view of the current situation on U.S. farms. The Farm Financial Performance Index fell 10 points from September to 78. Despite weakening financial expectations, the Farm Capital Investment Index rose 9 points during the month to 62, thanks to more optimistic outlooks from livestock producers. The National Pork Producers Council President Duane Statler reacted to the White House fact sheet on the latest U.S.-China trade relations. In a win for U.S. agriculture and America's pork producers, China has suspended its retaliatory tariffs set in March, Statler said. We are very pleased to see the administration answer the widespread call of agriculture, including persistent requests from the National Pork Producers Council to negotiate for tariff removal and allow business with China to return to a more market-driven norm underburdened by those costly taxes. In March, China placed a 57% retaliatory tariff on U.S. pork exports. Tariffs will be reduced by 10%. U.S. pork exports to China in the first 7 months of the year were down 13%, largely due to these retaliatory tariffs. China will suspend those on U.S. pork, chicken, wheat, corn, cotton, soybeans, beef, and other agricultural products. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.